Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at the third week of August 2014, and we begin with August 15th, the feast day of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary. And this is really significant because it was in times past, ancient cultures that took the time of year when the sun was traveling through the constellation we call now the Virgin Priestess, also known as Virgo, but when the sun was traveling through that constellation and would be with the star Spica, that they would celebrate the divine feminine as her, with her assumption, or with her being consumed by the sun, S-U-N, sun. Now, the Assumption of the Virgin Mary is her, you know, being elevated to be with her son, S-O-N, according to the Christian way of looking at that. And they put it on this date because this was a date that corresponded with the time when the sun was with Spica and in the constellation of the Virgin Priestess. And that's not happening anymore. It actually happens in October, November, when the sun is with this constellation, because there's something called precession, and these seasons are moving through the constellations, and each 72 years it moves 1 degree, and over 26,000 years, I think it's 25,980 or 920, or some number of this movement of 1 degree every 72 years, it comes back to a starting point. But what happens is that there are periods of time where this is forgotten. They don't remember that because it's such a slow movement. And so things, so what we have now represented in our calendar are these points where things got fixated into the calendar because there were celebrations that took place due to an astronomical phenomenon, the sun passing through a certain constellation. And then that shifted and doesn't happen anymore, but the celebrations still happen at that time. It also used to be the time when the sun was really close to Regulus, the heart of the lion. Now that actually doesn't align with the sun until August 23rd. So it used to be on August 15th, but it has shifted now to be August 23rd. So that's going on. Also, Mars is going to sextile Pluto. Mars in Scorpio, sextile Pluto on this day. And this is further, you know, supporting the shamanic initiation of Mars, who is in a current journey to seek new ways of doing conscious equal partnership, having and when it's in Scorpio, it wants to include the passion and ecstasy that can be experienced in personal relationship when it's healthy. So that's part of what Mars is really seeking, and Pluto can be there to help dismantle those old structures, really the judgments about sexuality not being spiritual. And it's time now to bring back our awareness into this. And it's very fascinating, this is happening during the time of the Venus at the second gate. Venus has gone through, I mean, it's not the second gate, the second chakra, the sixth gate, in her descent. And her journey at this time is that she has is in the process of releasing all the distortions around her sexuality and around her life force energy and around the ways she values herself. And so Mars is also going through a little bit similar thing at this particular time as well. And also on the 15th, Mercury is going to pass Regulus. So it used to be the sun passed Regulus on the 15th. This year, Mercury will pass Regulus. And Regulus is currently located at 0 degrees Virgo. That happened in November of 2011. So it's been there for a little bit of time. And so we have the new seasonal sign overlaying Regulus. It used to be, for 2,160 years, it was the seasonal time of Leo that overlaid this heart star of the lion, but it has now moved into the sign of Virgo. And it was Dane Rajar who said that this was a symbol of moving into a new age. He saw this as really significant time that this happened, and it happened right around 2012. It was one of the sort of astronomical events that was connected to the 2012 time. So then we have the last quarter moon in Taurus, which is going to help bring a synthesis and connection, deeper connection, synthesizing the mysteries of sexuality. Taurus is about pleasure and the pleasure of sexuality. It's also about beauty, and it's about how do we really experience in our senses these very pleasurable experiences. And so this last quarter moon in Taurus is a time for us to really look at how are we allowing ourselves to experience sensual pleasure through all of our senses, through what we taste, through what we touch, through what we smell, through what we see, through what we hear, every sense being engaged. And so the last quarter moon is a time, and of course this last quarter moon is going to be very near the Pleiades, activating that particular stargate as well. And there may be information that pours through the stargate to help us energize and experience greater possibility and synthesize this so that it becomes more integrated into our being. It's not just a great idea. It's not just something we talk about, but it's actually something we literally fully embody and experience. So that's very, very cool. And then Venus on the 17th of August will be with Jupiter. They're both at 7 degrees Leo in the Beehive Cluster. This is the closest planet to planet conjunction of 2014. Not terribly easy to see in the morning sky, but when Venus and Jupiter come together, it is truly amazing because they are both the brightest. Usually, now Mars can sometimes be brighter than Jupiter, but most of the time Venus will you can see how much Venus outshines Jupiter. But Jupiter, when you don't see them together, seems really, really bright. So anyway, the last time we had Venus and Jupiter come together in Leo was August 21st of 2003. So you can think about that. But these are energies, you know, in traditional astrology, they really think of Venus and Jupiter as being symbols for wealth and finances and how we experience money. And of course, that's been a very interesting experience in our reality. And in Leo, you know, it's like, what do we value? What is our worth? And Venus is at the second gate of you know, second chakra, not sixth gate, second chakra, in her journey. And so it's all about how does she value herself. And like the sun, Leo, in Leo, the sun just shines. It doesn't have to do anything or prove anything. And everything that's needed, you know, from that place of royalty, from that place of, you know, knowing our divine heritage and birthright, everything is provided. It's there when it's healthy. But oftentimes we haven't had that experience. So one of the ways to tune into this, especially if you get a chance to see Venus and Jupiter together in the morning sky before the sun rises, fabulous intention to be anchoring and working with ceremonially. So, and then we're going to have Mercury opposite Neptune. Mercury will be about 6 Virgo, 6.5 degrees of Virgo, Neptune 6.5 degrees of Pisces. People who have planets angles or nodes between, I believe it's the around 4.5 degrees of Pisces to about 7.5 degrees, are in a Neptune cycle. So this will be another activation of that particular journey for you. And then we'll have the moon going into Cancer, crossing the galactic cross where the summer solstice sun is during the summer solstice. And so that's going to be visible in the early morning sky, if you get a chance to see that. That's going to happen at 1:45 a.m. And this is the moon is up around that time. It might be a little bit later the moon comes up. So if you see the moon in the morning, that morning of the 20th, it will be just beyond that galactic cross. And then we have Mercury trine Pluto, and this is energizing. Mercury is around 11 Virgo on the 21st of August, and Pluto's around the 11 Capricorn, energizing the process of thinking And, you know, what are we dismantling in how we think and perceive and communicate in our world? And how can we then create new, more responsible, healthy ways of perceiving and communicating and actually taking action based on what it is that we see and believe is our reality? How are we creating that? So that is the completion of the third week of August 2014.